White House officials said today that over 20 White House staffers plus 28 people connected with the Trump campaign have so far given interviews to the FBI special counsel Robert Mueller and congressional investigators, both looking into possible Trump team collusion with Russians meddling in the 2016 election. There are also indications, for instance, witness lists, that the FBI is looking into whether President Trump obstructed justice in the FBI investigation. And just last night, President Trump, on his way to Davos, Switzerland, surprised reporters and even his own lawyer with a pop-up press conference saying he's ready to talk under oath with special counsel Mueller.
There's been no collusion whatsoever. There's no obstruction whatsoever. And I'm looking forward to it.
Also last night, the president threw a curveball into congressional negotiations over extending deportation protections to a group of young adult immigrants. Trump said he's open to citizenship for some of them. And have the missing texts been found? Let's bring in Mara Liasson, national political correspondent for NPR. Hi, Mara.
Hi there.
So first of all, do we know who from the White House or the campaign has interviewed and why the White House is releasing this now? 48 people.
I think the White House wants to show that it's been cooperative. You know, the president's lawyers have chosen that as a strategy to say they're going to give Mueller all the information he needs. They're going to cooperate. Meanwhile, the rest of the president's campaign apparatus and supporters trash the special counsel and the FBI on a daily basis. But we don't know yet exactly who Mueller has interviewed. We know from anecdotes and from watching them come into his office that he's talked to Jared Kushner. He's talked to Mike Pompeo, the CIA director. He's talked to Hope Hicks, the president's close aide. He's talked to Jeff Sessions. He's talked to Jim Comey. We know he's going to talk to Steve Bannon soon. He's talked to Don McCann, the White House counsel, and the former chief of staff, Reince Priebus. That's a partial list. But no, the White House has not put out a list of people, just the number.
Well, what do you make of the language that the president is using to talk about whether or not he'll testify with the FBI? He claims Hillary Clinton didn't have to testify under oath about her emails. But, you know, factcheck.org clarifies this, saying the president leaves the false impression that the FBI deviated from its standard practice by not putting Clinton under oath. And, you know, here's Trump saying, I will testify under oath. The truth is, an oath is not required to testify before the FBI, because it's a crime to lie to the FBI. You don't need an oath. What's going on here?
Well, the president said he always likes to poke at Hillary Clinton, but he did say unequivocally over and over again in that meeting last night, and I was there, he said that he would absolutely talk to Robert Mueller under oath. He said, I would love to. I'm looking forward to it. He was pretty definitive. Now, later, of course, he also said, of course, I'm supposed to say subject to the advice of my lawyers. And later his lawyers tried to walk it back a little, saying that they are still working out with Robert Mueller the terms of an interview.
Yeah, maybe not grand jury, but maybe. But at any rate, it seems like he's once again trying to somehow cast doubt on Hillary Clinton's testimony before the FBI.
Oh, anytime he can talk about Hillary Clinton is a good day for him. And as a matter of fact, to me, one of the bits of news yesterday, in addition to saying that he would talk to the special counsel under oath, is how he described the issue of obstruction, which he has denied in the past, but I think you have a little bit of tape here that we can play of him talking about how he views those charges.
Yes, it's when, you know, he was saying, well, you know, maybe this is just my legal defense. Let's listen.
Now they're saying, oh, well, did he fight back?
But
you fight back.
What is collusion?
You fight back, John. Yeah. You fight back. Oh, it's obstruction.
So he's defining it as fighting back, defending himself.
Yes, what he's referring to is what Robert Mueller is looking at is, was firing Jim Comey obstruction? Did he fire him in order to impede the investigation? He said publicly, I had the Russia investigation on my mind when I fired him. He told visiting Russians in the Oval Office that I got a big cloud, you know, big weight lifted off of me when I fired Comey. So now he's saying, look, I was fighting back. That's kind of his modus operandi. Somebody came after him. In this case, it was the special counsel and the FBI and the Justice Department. I merely fought back. Trashing the FBI is just me defending myself. And it'll be really interesting to see if that's the kind of explanation or argument that Mueller will accept.
The texts. These are the texts between an FBI agent and an FBI lawyer slash romantic partner. Conservatives want to know why a batch was missing. We're hearing they're found. But also there was one that was released. It refers to a secret society. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, was saying this is serious. It's part of the deep state. He had a whistleblower. This was a big, serious secret society. Now he's saying what seemed obvious to many from reading this text between these two people, it was a joke.
Here's the problem. The president supporters on Capitol Hill and elsewhere have been going on a concerted and very aggressive effort to paint the investigation into the president as a witch hunt, that there are people in the FBI who are hopelessly biased against him, therefore the investigation is illegitimate. It's all in preparation, and politically at least, for when and if Bob Mueller does release something criticizing the president, they can say to the president's supporters and his base, just dismiss it. The FBI, it's corrupt, it's tainted, it's hopelessly partisan. And they fixated on these texts between these two FBI agents. By the way, the mail in this exchange was removed from the Mueller investigation back in the summer, as soon as Bob Mueller found out about these texts. Some of the texts were missing. Aha! That raised questions about some kind of a conspiracy, the missing tapes, just like Hillary Clinton's missing emails, or Rosemary Woods, the 18-minute tape that was missing. Even President Trump brought that up last night in our conversation with him.
But now we hear they're found. And
now
we
they're found, and the thing is that they're all been released out of context. If they ever were released totally, people could judge them.
Mara Liasson from NPR, thank you.
Thank you.